A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 28th, 2019. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-59540 and 15455 kilohertz on shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget, we are now live streaming, so please visit our Facebook pages and join in the conversation right now. If you haven't liked us yet, like us, go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, and you can join in the conversation right now.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at some of the businesses women are pursuing and are engaged in order to generate income to feed their families.
Earlier on this week, PJ, we saw the First Lady Auxilia Mnangagwa in partnership with the Tourism Minister Prisca Mufumira launching the Women in Tourism National Executive Chapter amid calls for women to penetrate the tourism sector, which has mainly been dominated by men. PJ.
And some female exhibitors got a chance to showcase their products and share their different journeys. Let's hear from one of them, young ladies who was at that launch.
Been in the sector for a while. Experiences are bound to be more trusted. But all the same, my presentation will slightly take a different angle. I've been in the mining sector for the last 6 years. I literally started with pick and shovel. So I thought it best to frame my presentation around my experiences, the opportunities I've explored, what I've done to garner some of the opportunities I've managed to secure for myself, and what I've seen as important from my observations working with different people. So I started mining 2013 straight from high school, pick and shovel. I needed to raise money for my university. So my friends, they had formed a syndicate. But then they said, okay, so let's go to the bush. I didn't have money, so they couldn't put me in the syndicate. I think they needed $100 or something. I didn't have it. So they said, Nicola, you just accompany us. So I'll join them every other weekend, stand by the wayside and watch. So that's how I learned mining. I think it's been a beautiful experience. So when I started with the syndicate, the first thing I noticed is there were so many men in mining, but that was not an excuse. First things first, as women, I think the biggest opportunity we need to exploit is our brains. Our intellectual capital is, I think, fundamentally the most important thing we need to succeed in mining.
This was one of the young ladies who spoke at the women in mining industry in Zimbabwe. That was a conference that was held in Bulawayo on Tuesday, I think. So women are also penetrating the mining industry big time, and they were so happy that the government has opened up or has launched a way of registering online so that to circumvent cases of corruption and them being victimized by their male counterparts in taking their claims.
Very interesting indeed. I think we can now go back to the young lady that also spoke about her product that she's making, and she appeared at the tourism conference that was held earlier on this week
on Monday.
My name is Valentine Shoti. I'm a former student of Segesa One High School. I'm making yerbal flavored peanut butter. So I've got 5 flavors. I've got moringa, I've got ginger, I've got cinnamon, and I've got a playing clever and also turmeric. I developed this clever when I was in Form 3 at Zingezawane School, and I've undergone various competitions at district, provincial, national, and one international level, and I've got 19 merit awards which have been given when I was participating with this peanut butter. It is called Organat peanut butter. It's flavored low in salt, and it's also organic and herbal.
Very interesting there, PJ. We're hearing from one of the young ladies. She's actually saying she's developed a peanut butter which has flavors like turmeric. I think she said moringa. And she said
ginger
and other herbs which are really very good. She is going organic, which is what healthy. Everybody, you know, worldwide is preaching about how healthy organic herbs are. So very
eating
interesting
healthy.
Indeed.
Yes.
So we're going to be opening up our mics to hear what your views are on some of the businesses that women and others are pursuing to fend for their families. Please share your views, PJ.
Siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama njengoba kungolesine kunjenje lapho esihlaziya khona indaba ezibathelane labo mama izangikhathaze izandhluphe kanye lokuphumelela kwabo emisebenzini ehlukeneyo lamhlanje sicabange ukuthi sike siphathe abaphumelelayo hatshi izangikhathaze nsuku zonke sibeloke sikhuluma ngezangikhathaze namhlanje sithe sikhulume ngabaphatheke emsebenzini ehlukeneyo kwaze kwezamabhizimusi limbonile untombazana osakhulayo lapha kade ikhuluma isithi yena sowayenza swaphuma lohlelo lwakhe lokulungisa idobi eliyabe lihlanganiswe lamanye lezinye kumbe ngithi ama herbs afana le ginger afana le turmeric ukuthi udliwe ukudla okwakha umzimba njalo okungezelela impila kahle enhle lokhu ke kwaphuma emhlanganeni owenziwe ngabesifazana abakumsebenzi wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe leminye imisebenzi ephathelane lokwethekelelwa kwelizwe eye Women in Tourism umhlangano owenziwa ngomvulo sizaphatha njalo udaba lwabamabhizimusi njengoba like lamuzwa njalo omunye untombazana okhulumileyo oqalise uhlelo lwethu okade ekhuluma ukuthi yena ke uhambo lwakhe lwahamba njani lapho isungula engena emsebenzini wezokwemba umsebenzi wezemigodi ulokhu ke kwaphuma emhlanganeni njalo owenziwa ngabesifazane ukukhanya abesifazane liviki bebhizi sibili bephatheke kwezokuzithuthukisa Women in Mining a conference which was held in Bulawayo. Sizaphatha ke njalo kancane labo ababe khona emhlanganeni wonalowo kwezemigodi. Kodwa okwamanje wothani silalele udaba esaluthulelwa yintathelizindaba eyeStudio 7 uMavis Gama.
Bebegcwele injabulo abekade bekulo mkhosi owenzelwe eHarare International Conference Center lamhlanje ngesikhathi obengumhlonitshwa kiwo umkamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Auxillia Mnangagwa efika ukuzaxhasa uZulu. Emazwini akhe ngesikhathi ephawula lumkhosi unkosikazi Mnangagwa ukhuthaze abesifazane ilizwe lonke ukuba baphatheke emsebenzini etshiyeneyo kuhlangothi lwezokwethekelelana ukuze bazithuthukise bona lelizwe.
Instead of spreading gossip, women, let us spread fresh thinking and innovative ideas that make us better business women. Use this opportunity to be masters of your own destiny and be able to run businesses sustainably, create employment, and sustain livelihoods. My message to the women in National Executive Chapter is no to corruption.
Unkosikazi Nsiya Ndlovu wasemzini weRimuka edolobheni leKadoma ngomunye wabaze kulomkhosi. Yena ulungisa impahla yehlukeneyo ebalisa izikhwama zabesifazane.
Ngathathi lokhu senge Women's Bank open account khona ngale. Kodwa ngifisa ukuthi kathethe ngiqale ngifake imali encane nje ngibone ukuthi vele ngiyakhwanisa yini ukufaka imali ebhanki. Ngaphansi kokufaka imali ebhanki senza kuyela manje ukuthi banenzuzo. ukuthi ngithathe imali elithini phakame. Ngike ngahamba ku-trade fair twice last year ngangikhona ngakathesi ngesifiso sokuthi ngihambe e-trade fair Namibia ukuthi ngiye exhibita isidu sami kona ngale. Ngathi yomsebenzi wami mama.
Lumsakazo waneliswe ukukhulumisana lenkokheli ekhethwe ukukhokhela lolu hlelo lwe-Women in Tourism ezigabeni, okubalisa umgcini sihlalo esigabeni seMathebelele North, unkosikazi Stella Mthunzi Mafaone.
Ngithi kumama weZimbabwe wonke lapha akhona, sukuma ngoba lesi yisikhathi sokuthi usukume udingele imuli yakho okokudla. Akudingi ukuthi uthole certificate bani, kudinga ingqondo zakho zokufuthala ukuze emzini wakho uthole ukusuthi ungabulawa yindlala.
Unkosikazi Sibusiso Msengi ongumgcini sihlalo okhokhela abesifazane esigabeni seMidlands ulandisa ngokuqakatheka kosuku lwalamhla.
Usuku lwalamhla luqakatheke kakhulu ngoba lutshengisa ukuthi abantu abangumama, lutshengisela ukuthi abantu abangumama babamba okungakanani kusektha yethu yetourism.
Lo mkhosi ungenwe ngabesifazane abavele ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe abagoqela iziphathamandla zengatsha zikahulumende, abazebemele abebhanga labesifazane i-Women's Bank, abavele uhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe umhlaba wonke i-United Nations, abaphathi ntambo labavele kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zempilo. Bekuhaywa ingoma ebezidumisa uNkulunkulu kanye lezincoma imisebenzi kankosikazi Mnangagwa ebezikhokhelwa ngabe Glorious Melodies Choir GMC. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Lo-ke kade kungumevis Gama kade echasisa ngohlelo olwenzakale ngumvulo olokusungulwa kwe-National Executive Chapter ye-Women in Tourism emsebenzini wozokwethekelelwa kwelizwe. Kulamanye njalo abesifazane abakhulumileyo kulomhlangano singabethulela khathesi.
Ibizo lami nginguStella Mthunzi Mafaone, ngingu-chairperson we-Women in Tourism Mathebelele North Province. I am a committee member of National Executive Committee. The launch of Women in Tourism today belililangi liqakathekileyo kakhulu and selivula abantu bonke amehlo ukunanzelela ukuthi i-tourism is not only for the people abaphezulu. The minister wants it to start from the grassroots. Umuntu wonke aempower athole ukuncedakala nge-tourism. Sithole very good lessons from ZTA, Forest Commission, National Parks, okusi empowerile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-tourism yinto ebanzi kakhulu. Sikhangelele ukuthi sisebenze kuma provinces with everyone ongumama ngoba the program idinga yena. Satshelwa singomama eVic Falls abe Mathebelele North Province ukuthi this program ayila bandla ukuthi imele ibandla libi ngeyomntwana weZimbabwe. So ikhangelele ukuncedisa umntwana wonke weZimbabwe ongumama ukuze athuthuke impilo yakhe. Mina sengiphile ku-tourism for almost 20 years. Bengingananzelela ezinye izinto esengizibonile. So lokho kwenzakalayo kuyi-eye-opener, kumvula amehlo ukunanzelela ukuthi umuntu wonke lengxenye ayidlalayo ku-tourism.
Ngunkosikazi Mafaone lo omunye welunga le executive yona le elonchiweyo ngumvulo ye Women in Tourism National Executive Chapter ubekhuluma lapho esithi yena she was saying that was one of the members of the newly launched National Executive of the Women in Tourism Chapter in Zimbabwe, and she was basically saying we got a lot of lessons and there was a lot to take away from the conference itself because she was coming as far as Matabeleland and is it south or north?
Wow.
I can't remember.
Very interesting indeed, PJ.
Yeah.
Kune avo vachangopinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi pano pachirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable chemadzimai tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitwa nevanhukadzi mukusimudzira upenyu hwavo pamwe nenyika. takawana kutanga kwevhiki rino mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Auxillia Mnangagwa vakabatana ivo na minister wetourism amai Prisca Mufumira vakawanikwa iyo vachiparura chirongwa chavari kutaura icho vachiti ndechekuti vadzimai vakwanisawo kupinda mumabasa iwayo ane chekuita netourism munyika saka takawana isusu vachiunza madzimai anobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana mabva kunzwa iye zvinezvi kune mudzimai anga ari kubva iye kumatebeleland achitaurawo maonero ake achiti akawana unyanzvi hwakawanda chaizvo kubva pamusangano uyu iro vhiki rino panga pane zvakare musangano wezvemigodhi wakaitirwa kuBulawayo saka zvizhinji zvanga zviri kuitika nyaya yekuedza kusimudzira madzimai munyaya idzodzi dzezvemabhizimisi asi regai timbonzwawo kune mamwe madzimai vechidiki vari kuitawo mamwe mabasa akasiyana siyana nekuti haasi mabasa ekuti emigodhi kana emabhizimisi chaiwo ekutengesa zvinhu kune vamwewo vari kuita zvimwe zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana sekuenda kunze kwenyika vamwe vari kutengesa mumigwagwa vamwe vari kuitawo zvimwe zvaka siyana asi pane mumwe mudzimai wechidiki akati iye ari kuita zvekusona regai timbonzwa kuti rake bhizimisi ari kurifambisa sei tiri kunzwa kuti mudzimai wekusona vhidhiyo yake tichadzoka kwairi asi regai tiende kune vamwe amai vari kuita ivo zvekutengesa miriwo nezvimwewo vari mumugwagwa
ndinonzi Charity Makoni ndinogara kuHeathcliff Consortium ndiri kuita bhizinesi rangu pano pana Harare Drive naDomboshawa Road ndatanga kutanga kwegore rino zvichindiendera ende zviri kufamba ndinongoadjustawo mapraizi ezvinhu zvangu accordingly kuhodha kwandinenge ndaita saka ndinoda kutenda mwari vari kunditungamirira makastoma achiuya vachitenga ndinohodha first grade kuti zvifambe mazvita
munoshandisa swipe machine here kana zvofamba sei
handisati ndave nayo asi ndinoshuvira kuti dai ndaiwana ndinoshandisa EcoCash neCash
saka paEcoCash zviri kuendeka here
zvakanyanyisa tiri kushanda tichinotsvagawo cash tinongoiwanawo tinongoisirwawo dzimwe dzenguva 10% tichingoshinga kuti zvifambe
makatanga rini basa irori
basa iri ndakatanga 2008
saka mukati fari zvino makwanisa here kuendesa vana kuzvikoro nezvimwewo
zvakanyanyisa mastendi 2 mutown
kupi
kuHeathcliff ndinotenda zvakanyanya vana vangu ndivava 3 boys
vanonzi ani nani nani
panashe tapiwa nashe naprinzi mgonda
saka kuchikoro vari kuenda
ehe vese vari kuenda kuchikoro kusiya kwemudiki ndiye asati atanga
varikuita
akuenda form 1
kupi
kuHeathcliff High uye ari kuenda paGrayson Park Primary
paGrayson Park
saka
munotodriva mega here mota iyi
ndinodriva ndega impairment
zuva nezuva
everyday ndakambotangawo ndichidriva nababa but vanoenda kubasa saka ndakazodzidzira ndikatora license yangu last year muna April
baba vanoshanda kupi
vanoshanda kuna Kickman Service Station
saka izvi munoorder kupi manje
ndinoorder kumbare Domboshawa mumwe mayard muno mari pedyo vandise mabatanata ndakaorder kuna Hogarty
ko vamwe vanotya nyaya yekorera munombopuwa zvidzidzo here zvinofamba sei
zvekorera takapiwa zvidzidzo ndiri kukliniki nemwana uyu plus takadonhedzerwa vakafamba vaitendera vachidonhedzera mudzimba saka korera free staff yangu ndinotsvagawo pakanaka panoratidza kuti pane hygiene ini ndinoedzawo kutengesawo ndichizvichengetedza kuti zvinge zvakanaka
chii chamungataurawo mamwe madzimai angadai akateerera panyaya yekuti tiri mugore zvakudai
izvozvi mugore idzva rakadai rinoreva kuti iwe mukadzi chibva watangawo kusimuka kubva pawanga wakamira nezuro nhasi waane imwe step forward saka tinotarisira kuti kune vamwe vakadzi ngavasimuke kubva paakamira nhasi famba masteps ahead uchienda kumberi mazvinzwa samanyika tinosanganisa shona nechirungu
I were very interesting there, PJ. We're hearing from a young lady who says, you know, she's taken the reins, you know, she wants to make a living for her family. She actually sells fruit and vegetable on the Borrowdale Road. So she's saying her husband used to drive her, but she's now driving herself. She orders her own vegetables, you know, very inspiring. And she said to women, just start where you are. Don't have too many excuses that I don't have this, I don't have that. Start where you are. That's what she says. And she says she's able to send her children to school, and her husband also works at a service station. But I hear we have a very, you know, honored guest here. I know her time is very limited, but we have Miss Busi, Mrs. Busi Bango from Empretech. And she was telling me earlier on that they have a very big program that they're starting in Gokwe. I don't know if she's on the line now because she says she only has 10 minutes. Hello, Mrs. Bango.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about the program that you're talking about that you'll be launching this year.
No, we actually launched it last year. Mm-hmm. And we finished 1 year. It's actually 1 year this year. It's a four-year program that we are working on in partnership with a German partner, Welt Hunger Lift, which means World Without Hunger. So our target group is young people, young women and young men who are between the ages of 18 to 35 years. And what we are doing, we are providing a whole range of business support services. In other words, we don't just train somebody in entrepreneurship or business management, but we then track them and follow them in their businesses, whether somebody is starting or is already an existing business. We pay visits to where they are operating from. We do what we call a health check, just an assessment of how the business is performing. We engage the entrepreneur or the young business person just to get more details of what are the challenges that they're facing.
Mrs. Bango, the line is really bad. Let's just cut it off or call you back.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to call back. Kune avo vachango vakupinda mchirongwa pomta tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna Mai Busi Bango ve Empretech varikutaura ivo pamusoro pechirongwa chavanacho chavari kuti chiri kugokwe. Vari kuti vari kushanda nevasikana vechidiki saka vanga vari kuedza kutsanangura kuti ndechei asi tanga tisiri kunzwanana zvakanaka saka aiwa tichaedza kuvafonera zvakare kuti vataure nekuti pane mamwe masangano anoshanda iwo nemadzimai uyezve pane zvirongwa zvakawanda zviri kuparurwa iro gore rino kana zvakaparurwa zviri kuenderera mberi. Tina Donald Mamboma ari kuti I'm watching you live and clear ari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Hanzi ndiri ku Rustenburg makachena vana tete vangu. Aiwa tinokutenda. Mike Johnson Muguti hanzi I'm watching you live from Mazowe. Samuel Zenda hanzi I'm watching you from Rusape. Ruru Mangodza ari kuti hi. Moses Beta hanzi I'm watching you live from Johannesburg. Mainiko varipano aiwa Mainiko anogara vachishare malife feed. Hanzi hello sisters makadiko Mainiko. Rejoicing Kata ari kuti hello I'm watching you from Kwekwe but PJ ndiri kunzwa kuti Mai Bango vadzoka chimbovatora ikoko kwamuruko.
Yeah, nkosikazi Bango. Kunjani mama?
Nyaphila mama unjani wena?
Hayi nyaphila. Ha lokhi helezi ko ilokuze ucingo lwakho kodwa ke hayi asikhulume. Sibe sikhuluma lapha ke nge Women in Tourism abalontshe ichapter khona ngapho ngomvulo sazokhuluma njalo nge mining sector women in mining okungumhlangano njalo wenzakale kobulawayo ngolesibili. Wena ke ulolunye uhlelo njalo olugijimela egogwe.
Yeah, in fact this year essentially ezimbili. Olunye lusegokwe, olunye lusemaqopo. Egokwe that's where esile uhlelo khona olukhulu. Ngoba it's a 4 year project. Esifuna ukuthi thina within 4 years leyana sibe sesincedise ontanga abakuma ages between 18 and 35. Ngokubanika inhlelo zokubancedisa kuma business abo. So siyabanika inhlelo zokuthi siba train simanike lenhlelo zokuthi nxa umuntu sesim trainile sesimvakatshela ku business yakhe siyebona ukuthi into zihamba njani lokuthi lapha engabe ela ehlangana lendubeko khonapho ekumanageni wokurun business yakhe sibone ukuthi simncedisa njani.
Yeah. So luphumelele okungakanani lolu?
Yangizwa.
Luphumelele okungakanani since lilo launch le last year?
Siqalise last year, sithe siphetha last year bese sincede abantwana I think about maybe 1500. Yeah. 1500 ngokuphela kweminyaka last year. Ekade sesibatrainile. And then bona labo exercise trainile abanye babo bese sisenelisile ukuthi sibalandele. Sibancedise ngihlelo zonezo zokuthi nga umuntu kumbula ama challenges ngokuthi ama financial records akwazi ukuthi awakhiphe kuhle awe business yakhe. Sincedise ukuthi kubhalwa njani ukuthi abone ukuthi i-business yakhe le iyenza i-profit kumbe hayi ayenzi i-profit. Nga kumbe elo hlupho lokuthi lokhu akwenzayo engxe i-packaging kumbe yona ngokwayo i-product yakhe ayenzayo kayiphumi kuhle. Lamanje sibize labo abalolwazi ngento leyo babuye bamncedise ukuthi abone ukuthi uwenza njani.
Yeah. Olunye njalo uhlelo uthe lungaphi?
Olunye uhlelo lusematopo.
Yeah, olwematopo.
Matopo lapha sisebenza sithwayise ukuthi sisebenze lama irrigation schemes. So sikhona phana sisebenza lama irrigation schemes sigcine sesihlangana or sesisebenzelana lalaba ama specialists obalolwazi ngokwamanzi. Okama irrigation ngoba thina kasila lwazi lolu olwethu lwazi lwama-business. So injongo yethu kuye ukuthi sifuna ukunceda laba abanama-irrigation schemes ikakhulu sikhangele khona phana sisebenza le-irrigation schemes ezimbili enatisa siqalise ngabasenatisa ama-irrigation schemes amabili kodwa sifuna ukuthi lase-eduta ehovi lapha ealali kodwa sifuna ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi at the end of the day, sibe sisebenza lama irrigation schemes amane angu-4. So laphana sibancedisa ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi bahlanyelane. Kodwa okukhulu ngolwazi lwethu njenge-organization esisebenze kakhulu lama-rural people, sibone ukuthi uhlupho abahlangana kakhulu lalo ilona lo nxa belimile izilimo zabo ziphuma zinjani. Kodwa also ukuthi i-market nxa belimile khona phana bathengisa. So okukhulu esikwenzileyo lapha nematopo sibancedisile last year bahlanyela izinto babancedisa ukuthi bathathe izinto lezana sabadingela imakhethi kobulawayo. So into kade bezihlanyele laphana zibuyile sibile zangena kuma-supermarket lasezitolo kobulawayo zathengiswa izakhamizi ezi-education scheme lazenza imali. Siyalu-extenda lolo hlelo sifuna ukuthi kathesi kulumnyaka sikwazi ukusebenza nalaba abagcine hani. I think abakwaziyo endaweni elalimatopo kule hani kakhulu ephuma lapha. So sesibona ukuthi sihlangane sincedise izakhamizi ezikhona phana ezisebenza le hani sibancedise ngokubekhela ama-honey hives lokuthi sihlanyele sibancedise bahlanyele ihani yabo leyo senze khonokho futhi ukuthi bancedise ukuyiphakeja ibuye ihani leyani izethengisa ezitolo kobulawayo. Sikuqalisile nje kancane kunoko kwehani last year sabona ukuthi hayi into layo enjani esebenzekayo eyenza imali. So siyakhontinua ngakho khona lokhu kuyona lunyaka.
Libona kuphumelela okungakanani njalo ngapho ngasematopo lihlanganisa ontanga abesifazane kumbe bonke labesilisa?
Siyahlanganisa abesifazane la bonke labesilisa ngoba lapha okukhulu ukuthi sivizwa ngamanzi. I think in our size, in the way matopo, I saw the way it is
really mean.
So, nga lapha kulamanzi, government, yancedisa, lamanye amadonors bancedisa, ukufaka amanzi, amadamu, irrigation scheme. So, sithagetha khona ukuthi lapho okulamadamu, akhona amadamu amakhulu, but wena lamancane alingeneyo, siye khona pha, siyencedisa bona labana abakhona pha. So, sisebenze kakhulu le partner esebenza khona lokho kwamadamu, ama-irrigation schemes ukuthi bona lama-irrigation schemes abanye actually sisiqalisa ukuthi sithi ngaba-increase indawo lapho abalima khona ngoba sibonile ukuthi abakwenzayo kuyenelise ukuthi sikungenise kobulawayo kuthengiswe kobulawayo.
Yeah. The line is really bad, but we can still hear some of the things that you're saying. I don't
maybe,
know,
Mrs. Bango, you can move around a little bit because there are times when it's very clear. Then we can just round it off because I know we say 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So we don't want to
abuse
your time.
Just summarize in English.
If you can move around a little bit, maybe the line will get better. Hello?
Yeah, ngiyalizwa. Ngiyazama ukumuva around endlini.
Yeah, because you
ngaphuma phandle ngoba sokumnyama ngapha nje wena lizazi.
Yeah, I know.
Because your like your information is very good but people can't hear. If we are having difficulty hearing it then on radio it's going to be very bad,
to be even worse.
A pity.
Yeah, so I think let's just maybe just round off. If you can just tell us, so in summary, what projects have you got and where can people, if they want to join, find you?
One, we've got a project in Gokwe where we are working with young women and young men between the ages of 18 and 35 in partnership with our German partner, called World Hunger Lift, which is World Without Hunger. We are being supported in that four-year project by the European Union, actually, let me say. So the whole idea is that by the end of the 4 years, we will have supported 4,500 young people with business support services, starting from training them, assisting them to improve the quality of their products, and then helping them to take their products to the market. Yeah.
So where can they find you?
We've got an office in Harare. We've got our main head office is in Harare, 34 Lawson Avenue.
Yes,
in Milton Park.
Thank you
then
so
we've
much.
Got our regional office in Bulawayo, Samuel Parrenya, Taloft Avenue, right at the corner of us. And then Ekoko, we've got a satellite office, Ekoko South, right in the city center. That's where this project is. And then we've got another office, Ematopo, where we are being helped by the Rural District Council. So ungahamba emaphisa kona pana, ukuze ukuthi project le Emtrek inga.
Thank you so, so much. We are not going to abuse our 10 minutes, so we'll let you go. And then thank you so much. But we will actually maybe share your link on our page. So we'll do that after the show to just share the link so those that want to utilize your service can do that. Thank you very much. Hello. Hey, Magadi, sister. Taurai stare nyune stare business renyu teens go to shuruku famba se kwa muri koko.
Okay, inini ndinonzi Oriol Rufaro Ndawo. Ndinoita ma African inspired t-shirts. Tino gadzira ma t-shirts tichishandisa African print material kana kuti ma Zambia kana kuti Chitenge. Tiriko tinoshanda tiriko tiri muHarare. Central CBD ndo matoshanda tiri.
Chii chakaita kuti muzvare mufunge kuita business iro tirikuona vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti zvinhu zvakaoma munyika. Zviri kuendeka here nemamiriro akaita zvinhu?
Zviri kuendeka. Chakaita kuti titange ndechekuti Taiwan zvoda zvingori different pane vanhu vese zvakangosiyana siyana. Munhu anoda zvakasiyana, mataste evanhu akasiyana, but chikuru ndechekuti taida kucelebrate our African ethnicity ndochanchiri chikuru. Kuda kuratidzawo kuti nyange tiri kuAfrica tinazvowo zvedu zvekuno zvatino recognizewa nazvo and zvatinofara nazvo tichidadawo nemachira edu anorepresenta as Africa as well.
Ko panyaya yenyaya yemari kuchinja-chinja kuri kuita mari hazvisi kukuafekta here imi semadzimai echidiki vari mubhizinesi?
Zviri kutiafekta asi ticharonga nevamwe nemamwe madzimai togara pasi tonyatsoona kuti tokwanisa sei kuramba tichiendera mberi nechirongwa chedu nokuti chirongwa chedu chiri kubhenefita vanhu vakawanda, chiri kuimpowerwo vakadzi vamwe vari mumamisha, vamwe vari mumataun akasiyana siyana. Saka semunhu wemukadzi unongodonwa
nhare dzake dzinenge dzadonha muzvare
tinozongoadjustawo tichiendewo nezviri kudiwa nehurumende kuti zvinhu zvedu zvirambe zvichienderera, zvichiende mabasa edu emaoko oramba achiendekawo.
Maybe Rufaro, if you can just tell us in English, what kind of business are you into?
I'm into African inspired t-shirts. We do t-shirts, jackets, and any other accessories that we can use with African print material.
What inspired you to start that business? Were you trained to, you know, do sewing? What inspired you?
Actually, I was really bad in sewing in school, but I love fashion. Our colors, our material colors. I like bright and bold colors. I'm a very bold, out there person, and it really took me, and I thought maybe I can try it, and it has really worked out for us. And the responses actually from our clients and other people from outside, they've really taken to it as well.
Mm-hmm. And also, one thing that struck me about you, you are a big woman.
Yes.
How do you manage to, you know, like make clothes that also accentuate your structure? Because most women would, you know, feel restricted, you know, trying to design for the bigger structures.
So I feel like we've been scrutinized for too long, and we can't all be size zeros. So we need to just celebrate what we have, use what we have, and the more you fall in love with yourself and build on your confidence, I think you can conquer anything.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, stay on the line. We're going to come back to you because a lot of people are saying, show us what she looks like. We have a video of you when you were showing off your fashion. So we're going to try and pull it up. But in the meantime, Let me go to PJ so she can also greet some of the people on VOA Ndebele.
Yeah. Silabo lapha kuviwe endebele nomsa eugiane uthi nalinjani basakazi ngibukele ngise South Africa eThekwini faka ke phela inambulo zakho zocingo ukuze sikuthinte ungene lawe kuhlelo nomsa sikhumbuzo umlalazi kuthiwa mahwachini majeremaya hayi siphilile mpela Pamela Khumalo uthi salibonani yebo linjani khona ngapho umncedisi Ndebele uthi yebo yes liyaphila yini lapho yebo phela siphilile njengoba usibona sinje siphila ngaso isitshwala lazo isitshwala siyasipheka ngapha ngasemelika ngizathanda ke ukuthi ngibuyele endabeni kankosikazi Busibhango owenhlanganiso ye-Empretech yena ke ubekhuluma lapha ethi basegokhwe basematopo bakobulawayo balamahofisi eHarare kobulawayo egokwelesa lasematopo ikho ke labo abangathanda ukuthi baxhumane labo sizafaka ke ilink yenhlanganiso yabo eEmpretech encedisa labo abakubhizimusi abazama ukuselela imuli zabo ngokwenza imisebenzi ehlukeneyo yezandla njengoba limzwile lapho ekhuluma uthi yena egogwe bancedisa abasakhulayo amantombazana kanye lamajaha ukuthi bayenze uhlelo lwamabhizimusi bayabatrainer bayabanika ulwazi babesebelandelela njalo uthi yena nje ekuqalise balulontshe kumbe balusungule loluhlelo ngomnyaka odluleyo okwamanje sebe nelise ukufundisana lokusebenzelana labasakhulayo abangafika inkulungwane lamakhulu amahlano 1500 khona ngale ngasegogwe babonake bagxile kakhulu ekuncediseni abasakhulayo basegogwe abasemaphandleni utshilo njalo lokuthi balohlelo njalo ematopo lapho ke balohlelo bancedisana labanye kuhlelo lokuthelezela lokulima ngokuthelezela esithi luyaphumelela okwamagama khona ngale basebenza lemuli abesifazane konke labesilisa abelandelela nje ukuthi bathuthukise abahlezi emaphandleni ukuze labo bayenelise ukuselela imuli zabo uthi yena amahofisi abo kulabo abangathanda ukuthi baxhumane labo balamahofisi eHarare balamahofisi kobulawayo ngasegokhwe kanye elasematopo silomunye njalo okhulume kumbe ngingathi ongene umhlangano wabasifazane abakumsebenzi wezemigodi umsebenzi wezokwemba owenziwe ngolwesibili ekobulawayo edolobheni lakobulawayo owe women in mining asimuzweni ke ekhuluma lapho
usukule namhlanje lokukhakatheke kakhulu ngoba lutshengisa ukuthi abantu abangumama lutshengisela ukuthi abantu abangumama babamba okungakanani kusektha yethu yetourism
ye bekungunkosikazi lo obekhuluma esemhlanganweni wezokwethekelelana waseHarare hachi owakobulawayo marvelous
I understand, PJ, we now have the video of our guest who is speaking about, you know, how she ventured into fashion, Rufaro. Let's take a listen to her video and how she, you know, got herself into fashion.
Ini ndinonzi Oreo Rufaro Madao, ndinoita recycled fabric ye chitenge, wanganoti chitenge, wanganoti Zambia. Trokaza shakawanda shakasiana siana hembe boots ma t-shirts ma bag effect chese chatino kwanisa kungo itapajira tunoita tichishandisa African print here
chi chakaita kuti mufunge kuti mutange basa ironi semudzimai wechidiki
inini ndai wanzoda fashion yakasiana nevamwe vese ndoda kuva ndikasvika panzvimbo vanhu vazvione creativity mostly saka ndaizvishaya mandaifamba ndichitenderera saka ndakazongofunga kuti regai ndingoita sei ndimbotraya kuzvitondeka ndoona kuti zvinobudirira here
pari zvino mungati bhizinisi iro riri kufamba sei
ezvinezvi mazuva ano zvaanani vanhu vakutambira vachinzwisisa kuti zvinofamba sei kare zvaimbonetsa noti vanhu competition yemarket yange ikawanda necommercial nesu but ezvinezvi zvaanani vanhu vakutambira vakunzwisisa and vakuzvifarira
wakatodzidzira here kuita basa irori kana kuti zvakafamba sei
ndakazvidzidzisa handina kumboenda kuchikoro kwandakaenda ndakangozvidzidzisa ndega ndichingoendawo paintaneti ndichingoonawo kuti zvinofamba sei then ndoso try kutsvago a different way of doing things
mm-hmm. kune vamwe madzimai vakateerera vangati zvinogoneka here panguva iyo zvinhu zvakaoma munyika pari zvino
zvokwanisika nekuti ezvinoizvi kana hembe yandakapfeka aya mapiece maofcards anenge ashandiswa nevanhu saka hapana mari yaunoshandisa kutenga jira unongonotsvagoma ofcards matela mutown variko ubatanidzawo unoona no chimwe chinhu chaunoburitsa wototengesa wotowana mari yako
tombootarisa hedu gore rino ra 2019 semudzimai izvi zvamakatarisira kuita
tiri kutarisirawo kuti zvinofamba tikakwanisawo kuitawo masales akawanda tobatanawo nevamwe vari muindastry tokwanisa kutrainawo vamwe madzimai kuti tibudirire takawanda
ndinoona zvewati unoshanda nevamwe madzimai vari kunze kwenyika unoshanda nemadzimai vari kupi nekupi
ndinowanzo kuamerica canada neaustralia vamwe vari kudubai and abu dhabi
mune muchishanda muchiita sei neivavo
vamwe vanongotumira zvavanenge vachida vamwe vanongonditi chingoshandisa creativity yako wotigadzirira zvinhu zvakadai ndovatumira votengesa ikoko vamwe vanonditumira vamwari vamwe vanongobhadhara
vamwewo vangati ivo madzimai akasimba dzimwe dzenguva vanonyara kupfeka zvimwe zvezvinhu iwewe tiri kuona apa kuti aiwa wakanyatsopfeka zvakatsiga wakadzidza sei kuti ufarire miri waunawo uyezve ungati chii kune mamwe madzimai wakasimba
madzimai vakasimba vazhinji vanofunga kuti kusimba vanhu vanovashora vanhu vavafariri asi ukangodzidza kuzvida iwe zvinotangira newe iwe muridzo iwe mukati mako kungozvida zvauri izvozvo wozvitambira and then wotongoshanda uchiziva kuti takasikwa miri yedu yezvakasiyana siyana saka iwoziva kuti kana miri wangu wakamira zvakadai pamwe bhasti yangu ihombe unoziva kuti ndopfekawo ndakadai kuti zvingouri pane vanhu unoonekera vanhu vachitoadmire wo zvawakapfeka
vanenge vachida kushanda newe kana kutenga zvimwe zvinhu tinoona iye zvinhu zvimakapfeka maearing ndi makagadzira
ongu
makagadzira se
aya maofcuts futi andakatongotoro anenge akasara pahembe dzatene takasona but akungobatanidza nekungozoiso glue tozongopfekera mahooks
saka vanoda kutenga kwamuri kana kushanda nemi vanokuwana iko
ndiri muMarare vakandifonera vanokonisa kuya kushop kana kuti kumba kana kuti vanondifonera togona kusangana namba yangu i0773124647 kana kuti vanoenda paInstagram yakanzi Rufaro 4 kana kuti paFacebook yakanzi Rufaro Accessories vakatitumira message tinoareply.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Rufaro vatinavo zvepanhare. Rufaro hamene kuti uchiripo here apo nekuti haatazoiwana vhidhiyo. Pana papane vari kunyora pana Koni Muguni hanzi she's good. Hanzi I like your skirt. It's lovely and bright. Ndikoni Muguni ari kuti ari ku Britain saka Koni nyora number apa. Tigokwanisa kunge tichizoku exchange rana. Mainiko ari kuti sister you are beautiful. You have a beautiful body. You go girl. Saka wakafungawo business rinoita kuti rigadzirisewo mamiriro emamwewo madzimai dzimwe nguva vazhinji vanowanikwa vachingogadzira hembe dzinokwanawo vamwe vari kukwekwa kwavataura iwo kumasize zero asi taona iwewo uchiti kwete inini ndiri kuzviita ende vazhinji vazoona kuti chokwadi Rufaro ari kutaura zvinhu zvaari kuita sei zvaari kuziva PJ
Lapo ke kusazana Rufaro Oriel yenage ukubhizimusi lokuthunga izigqoko kumbe ngithi ezomceco ngoba uthe ubuzwa ngumavelas lapho ukuthi wawuvele uthunga yini usesemncane yena wathi hayi ngangivele ngakugwabithi okokuthunga lokho kodwa ke okomceco ngiyakujabulela ngempela yikho ke kwasukela khona lapho ukuthi asunguleke iRufaro Accessories uthena na uyatholakala kundleni yokuzilibazisa lokuxhumana eFacebook phansi kwebizo elithi Rufaro Accessories leli livithikazi eliqinileyo isigqumgqum sibili yasimbonile laphana njalo uthena uyaziqenya ngomzimba wakhe akakhaleli ukuthi aze abe ngusize zero uyenza khonoko usebenza la khonoko alakho okwamanje yikho ke umuhle sibili isigqumgqum isiqabhobho esihle sibingile ngempela esizilungisela impahla ezi engasetshenziswa yilabo abalingana laye ulibonile lapho kade elamacici awalungisayo alungiswa ngelembu njalo ule ubele ubegqoke isket esisonwe esithungwe ngezigamba amalembo asalelayo lawana uyaxhumanisa waxhumanise kudala ngathi ngikhula mina ngambona izigamba lezi zazisetshenziswa ukuthunga engxenye ibedspread ngombo kokufaka embedeni kodwa ke lapha yena ukwenze kwaba kuhle ngempela wathunga isketi kumbe uthungele isigqoko esiyabe silamalembo nalawo abe salele kwezinye izigqoko lapho oyabe uthunga khona akulalembu elichiywayo lingasetshenziswanga abanye njalo ngabathatha ngimzwile laye utsho njalo ukuthi bayathatha amalembo nalawo ayabe sele bawanamathisele kumbe bawathungele phezu kwe-t-shirt eyabilombala munye ngangabona kwezinye izigqoko ezazinjalo kumbe bathungele kwe-elenjini eliyabe li-plain white kumbe plain blue babe sebefaka izigamba okokudekoreta nje esigqokweni sona leso ababe besigqokile kuhle ngempela njalo uthi yena na imkambo ikhona sibili lasemazweni aphecheya kubo-Dubai utshilo wathi yena na kule mkambo lapha athengisela khona kuhle kakhulu ikukhuthaza nalokhu njengabesifazane ukuthi ungahlaleli izandla njengowesifazane yinkuthazo yakhe
rekeiti dzokere kuna Rufaro tombodzokera kwauri zvakare saka pari zvino pane mamwe mabhizinesi rauri kufunga kuita irogore rino iri
Gore rino esinezi tukuronga ma training programs. Nuri takawana wanu wakawanda varu kufona, varu kuda kutrenu wakutu vatango business. Vangoma jimae varu kundeo kumamisha waka fono waka tukudo kutanga. Saka isu zino sa tukumboronga kutunga ni jimae tuweta ma training services. So batira kusona oo saka siana siana. Mm-hmm. Ne bidding as well to incorporate a bidding into our fashion. And then we chova batro kuti marketing yacho kuti vano market or say zvinhu zvavo kuti zvitengeswe. Chova batira futi ne marketing yacho kuti vakwanise kutengesa zvinhu zvavo vagosowanawo mari dzavo.
Ndedzipi nzvimbo dzamuri kufunga kuita izvi?
Tiri kutanga muHarare. Tine vamwe veku Bait Bridge vakafona murewa Masingo, Gweru, Blawayo, takati dekwekwe. Tisanya sotwa gama central points matauna akasiana siana. Mbo tokuwa nitafutanga nawe ikoko. Tino kwa nitafutanga nawe tishibuda tishenda kujimbo takasiana siana. Asensi da ukuru jira kuti kuma jimbo kunze ikoko waka kwa nitafutano wakatu wandei mazimai aju. Kana wakwano namba ya kati ukurei. To kwanza kuya tutongo wa trainer wese ka one to move on to the next town.
Maybe if you can just say the same thing in English, that what are your plans for this year as a young entrepreneur?
For 2019 at the moment, we're planning on training sessions from people because we had an overwhelming number and requests from people wanting to be trained how to do the T-shirts and the bidding, and also incorporating bidding into fashion. So we're now we're starting with Harare. That's the central point. We're planning, as soon as the date and the venue comes out, we'll send out messages and let people know. And then after that, we're going to go to different parts of Zimbabwe for training as well. Because we've had people requesting for our services, but they can't come to Harare. So we're saying, we are coming to you. But we're also encouraging them to come out in numbers so that it will be easier and faster for us to train them so that we can move also to the next town. And we're trying to do this program in a short period of time.
You've also said that you're working with some people in New York. Tell us a little bit about that. What kind of work are you doing with them?
At the moment, they do fashion weeks. So whenever they're having their fashion weeks, they request for me to do either earrings or the accessories mostly for them. Or I give them input on fashion, on things, what to display and how to display it. At times they send me their stuff, or at times I make stuff from here and then I send them back to them.
Very interesting indeed. Please stay on the line. We're nearing the end of our program, but please stay on the line. PJ, Trukunzwapo, Vakuna, Mushare, Rufaro, Madao, Varutora, Vanambushanda, Nevamwe, Evanamashkokota, a fashion, ku New York, pa fashion week. Saka kuti vanogadzira zvinhu zvakadai semaearing nemaaccessory nezvimwewo zvinozoshandiswa ikoko.
Yeah. Uchilo lapo kuti vulolunye vuhlelo avalwenzayo. Kumbe ngiti kulohlelo, kulenhlelo ezithize abaziqoqayo ukuthi bazenze ngalo mnyaka ka-2019. Ukhulumeke lapho yesithena naba sibecelwa endaweni ezihlukeneyo zelizwe abesifazana bebanxusa ukuthi babuye bazobafundisa ukwenza ukuthunga impahla zona lezi kumbe lokulungisa into ezinjengamacici, into zomceco. Bathi bona so sekukwanengi abantu bebacela ukuthi benze njalo. Ngakho ke sebezaqalisela eHarare bazakwazisa ukuthi lolu hlelo luzasungulwa nini, njalo bayela semadolobheni amanengi. Bathi bona bathole izicelo okusuka eBait Bridge, kubo Mrewa, kubo Khwekhwe, lezinye indawo ezehlukeneyo ukuze babuye bazobafundisa ukwenza lezo zinto. Njalo watsho ukuthi ulolunye uhlelo njalo asebenzelana lalabo ababona ngezomceco, ingcwethi zezomceco edolobheni laseNew York khona lapho. lapha eMelika lapho ke abamthumela khona kumbe becela amacebo akhe ukuthi ba display njani izinto kumbe njalo le lamacici wona lawo ukuthi basebenzise ama accessories abasebenzise kulabo ababe bebukisa iziqhoko ezomceco kungaba iziqhoko kungaba izicathulo kungaba yini ababe bezibukisa khona lapho ku fashion yase New York.
Arigaiti chingamidze mukuvharisa zvedu vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona tirikunzwa kuti munyarike wedu Rufaro phone yake yadona saka disciple Gilson Madaniranza we are watching Ignatius Muramba Lakmore kuti makadii vashamarari ve Studio 7 ndinokukwadzisai nemufaro nhasi ndanonoka kubata chirongwa asi ndinovimba mangwana tinenge tiri pamwe aiwa tinoda kuzokuona imangwana koni muguni mumwewe avo vari pano vari kuramba vachititsinhira vachiti ndiri kuno ku Britain ndiri kukuonai namainiko aiwa amainiko vanogara vari pano vachishare ma live feed yedu tinokutendai amainiko koni muguni ari kuti UK we are waiting for your fashion my CC. It's absolutely amazing, and you will be dressed differently. But you can watch now, Sisi Rufaro, for the last few minutes. Tisataenda yedu. Hello, Rufaro.
Hello.
Hey, Chivari Sashako. Pane message. Pana pakuva kuna koni muguni. Anita kumirira ku UK. Unema plans here. Yekuenda yekuko kuna na UK ne kuna na America.
My plans now. We're hoping to exchange of products, you know, my cultural exchange programs with them as well. And then we also exhibit what we have and they show us what they also have. And then we work together from there.
Mm-hmm. Very good there. Thank you so much, Rufaro. What is the name of your page again for those that missed it? If they want to follow you either on Facebook, Instagram, and where can they find you?
Okay. In Harare, we're situated corner 7th and Hebb Chitepo Avenue. It's a spirit saloon and boutique. If you just get there, you'll see our big banner outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Instagram, it's Rufaro4. And then on Facebook, it's Rufaro Accessories. Or you can come directly to my inbox on Oriel Madao. I can still get back to you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much. You have a
and
blessed.
Then on WhatsApp,
yes,
they can use 0773-124-647.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. PJ wants wow. Should go to na mshare. Varukutora tvarukuronga ivo. Kumboenda kune dzimwe nyika kana vakawana vamwe kudyidzana navo.
Yeah. Bese celiwe kuti abuye lase Ngilandi ngomunye umlaleli obhalela pa Facebook ku VOA Shona. Silethemba lokuba uzaphumelela. Siyambonga kakhulu ngokuba kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje. Livithikazi elihle isigqomgqomu isiqamla mayezi. Kodwa elithi lingahamba laphana uyezwa la ukuthi kwedlule ikhosikazi. Yikho ke yena uthanda ke ukuthi agqoke izembatho ezinhle ezilombala omuhle abawulungisa ngelembu lechitenje kumbe ilembu laseAfrika elibizwa ngamagama ehlukeneyo. Kodwa lilembu eliyabe lilembala eminingi njalo ecacileyo. Ikho akujabulelayo uyalungisa lamacici uyalungisa lama bracelets engxenye le lama t-shirts le lama shirts abo baba engxenye le lesicathulo kumbe lama handbags lama okungama handbags okuncane lokuyana bayalungisa konke lokho konke khona lokho phansi ke Rufaro Accessories. Siyambonga kakhulu uhlelo lwethu alisavuma ukuthi isikhathi asisavuma ukuthi siqhubekele phambili. Ikho ke siza kumalapha sithanda ukubonga kakhulu unkosikazi Busibhango laye osiphathisileyo kulolu hlelo lwethu lalamhlanje yena ke ongewenhlanganiso ye-Empretech ngopraxitis Jeremiah Law.
Would like to thank all our valued guests who are here with us, Ms. Busibhango of Empretech, the director of Empretech. We also had Rufaro Madao, who was here with us, and also Amai Makoni. Don't forget her. She was doing a vending by the street side. You have a very good evening. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.